probably the best.
I'll use the. Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
You guys can keep the boa.
Okay.
For decorations. Yes. Feel free to take the markers and go at it.
Okay.
Go nuts.
There's some stickers. Yeah. You want stickers?
I can't draw.
Doodles, everybody.
You're better going.
You can draw that for you. Hey, thank you, by the way.
Yes. Have fun.
Okay. I'm just with everyone ever.
Yo, you were the guy with the hat. That was Clayton, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I got a fucking photographic memory. I remember you.
Man, nice, dude. I'm always a collector.
Yes. That's what's up.
Did she take them?
I can hear myself.
Yeah. Alright.
Radio is so cool.
Yeah, they're gone now.
They got the sunrise party or something.
Yeah, but they charge for that.
Absolutely not.
Hey, those are mine. Those are yours? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. She said she was leaving.
It's my damper, too. Get my damper back. Plugged in there.
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
I didn't. Did you need that? I thought you said dapper, and I was like, I don't know what that
means. Have to be my dapper!
What are you talking about?
This dude's crazy. Get him out of the room.
Was it your first hope last year?
Why is this light blinking? I'm having a seizure.
There's tons of people.
Well, I guess. I can't wait to see what it's like tomorrow when there's bulk of the people always show up. Saturday? But
I'm gonna hit you up for details after, see how it was. Because it looks like Alpha 1 Labs is trying to like pick up where the Triple H left off.
And aren't they in like the same building too, right?
Are they?
No, they're Alpha 1 is in Williamsburg and
That's a totally different
place.
At
least they're still in
Triple H, like in that same building, they had like an Alpha 1 room or something like that. That's
it might be
Alpha Project or
I don't remember.
Might be one of the dudes from
there. Yeah, it's probably what it was. They probably like migrated over.
Probably. Hope we're on the air right now. That'd be kind of fun.
I'm pretty sure you're on the air.
Oh, good.
That's good because we gave that was a good hope conversation to have on the air.
We're on the air right now.
I think so.
There's no animals allowed in here.
Hey, dudes, good seeing you again. It's cool you're part of me. I'll hit you up later.
Check, check.
Did I take your seat?
No, it's okay.
No? Isn't there more headphones?
What the hell are headphones?
Well, you gotta hear yourself.
I can hear myself.
Well, you at least hand me my beer.
Yeah, you don't have any more beer?
Oh, shit.
I don't have any beer.
I can take your spot. Here.
Give me a beer.
I'm giving him our last soldier.
Woo! I want to open it on the air.
Okay.
Engineer, I'm drinking. I'm pretty sure we're still on the air. Which makes this for great radio.
Is that why it's blinking?
I think that's why it's blinking, right?
Really?
Is that what lights do?
Is it on the air? Can we verify and have someone say?
Can someone
can
tell us what to do? It's kind of like the running theme of our project. Can someone please tell us like what we're doing?
Yeah, you guys are on the air.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That's kind of funny.
What?
I wasn't lying. We are on the air.
Oh, we are on the air. Hey, guys.
Yay.
Hello, hello.
Hey,
and I believe this is the Telefreak Hour. Not quite sure where this is going to end up or where we're going to go with this.
Well, we should introduce ourselves.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, not Kevin with the beer. Go ahead, not Kevin. You are?
I'm not Kevin. I have a beer.
Of the off-the-hook fame. Whatever.
I'm infamous.
Yeah, I'll say.
We got X86 over here.
Representing, like, New York City downtown.
New York.
Exactly. I'm the rodent.
In full effect.
Exactly.
And I'm the Beav. And
then we also have Sid Vicious, the world's only hacker dog. He's here.
If you see any other dogs, they're
imitators.
Fake. Imitators.
I kind of feel like I'm in a fire hazard right now.
Well, it definitely is.
I mean, there's like bright lights and flammable objects.
I thought I smelled fuel.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I thought I smelled some
Should
gas.
I not have poured that? I mean, I'm sorry. Oops.
Well, Beav's going to start smoking here in a second.
No.
So, we're all here for the 1 hour Telefreak hour, right? And we got 56 minutes.
Yep. So, what have we been doing for Hope this year?
Well, for people who don't know anything about Telefreak, like, Telefreak.org is where we originate from. It was the brainchild of DeBeeve here, and DeBeeve, Sleestak, Jay Falcon.
Me and Sleestak on a drunken asterisk. Filled night.
Wanted to do free voicemail and asterisk and sip for homeless people.
Pretty much. And probably...
Hackers.
Yeah, actually we found that a lot of the voicemails that were set up were probably used by people selling drugs, actually.
No.
Yes. Guilty.
Hey, you were that guy.
No, I'm just kidding around.
So that's kind of how it started, 8 years ago? Seven years ago?
1994?
94?
That would be 24 years ago.
After we got done writing.
Born in 94?
I was born in 36.
86.
95. What? Where am I?
Okay, so after that, it kind of progressed to conference bridges and free SIP DIBs and... What else did Telefreak end up doing?
Mostly the most popular thing is definitely the conference bridge, which is kind of a moderated form for people all over the world to jump on and talk about hacking and telephony and stuff like that. I mean, that's where the most of it went to. And then we also do projects where we come up with a goofy idea of somebody calls me a couple of days before a conference and says, let's get a DID so that you can call in and look up a badge of hope and find out their location.
Why are you looking at me when
because
you're
an asshole for telling me.
He is.
Now, instead of just drinking at Hope and hanging out and having a good time, I'm having to write code. And what does not Kevin get to do?
I'm going to go get my significant other. She's right outside. I'll be right back.
Okay, fine.
She's going to come in.
Yeah, so basically this is how Telefreak work. I come up with a terrible idea a couple of hours before the conference starts, and then I call Beeve over and over using his own program, IWAR, until he picks up, and then I make him write all this code.
Yes, that's actually pretty true. Actually, we usually go through a few ideas that we shoot down right away because you want... I got this idea, and it'll make pizza whenever you wake up in the morning, and I tell you that's going to be really hard to code. And then we usually break it down. And how's our project going so far there, Narcode?
Perfect. It's the best project ever made ever.
How'd the API, last-minute API?
Well, the AMD guys have been doing some changes to the API here and there, but it looks like it's pretty stable right now.
Wait, why don't we actually describe what the project is before we start talking about this?
Okay.
Why
well,
wrong.
So basically, the AMD guys, you can, through the badge, through Hope, you can track where people are located within the Hotel Pennsylvania.
But how do they do that?
They do it through a thing called RFID.
What is that?
No. Is that some government conspiracy thing?
It's
government, our money.
It's a government conspiracy.
Is it like the Obama administration?
Is it the Obama ID?
Those damn liberals.
So our project is the OpenAMD guys have done some really cool stuff where they make smartphone applications. So for your iPhone and for Android, you can load up this application, you can punch in somebody's ID number, and it'll tell you where they are in the building. But, of course, this doesn't really help you if you don't have a smartphone. So what we did is we created a dial-up that you dial into, which prompts you for a badge number. And then you enter the badge number, and it physically tells you the location. Like, for instance, Not Kevin is drunk in a hammock in the mezzanine area.
He never does that.
Absolutely not.
Right. So, it'll do things like that. However, we just got the DIDs in. So, it's not actually up. And I'm not even sure where they...
Let's back up for a second. I'm drunk in the mezzanine level on a hammock. I'm pretty sure you're the one.
No, I'm drunk in my room.
In your room, not doing any work, and then sleeping until 4 in the afternoon.
Not doing any work?
None
of
work.
Okay,
no work.
Okay, gentlemen.
Oh, we just got the DIDs.
Okay, gentlemen.
It's 24 hours after the conference started.
Okay,
and
gentlemen.
They're not, I don't think open or the AMD stuff is even up yet.
Yeah, that's your problem, not mine. I just come up with the ideas.
See, that's what Doc Kevin was talking about. This is how projects get thrown together for television.
Exactly.
He comes up with this crazy idea.
This is a perfect example of how this all works.
Micromanaging everyone, saying, hey, get it done. Work.
I'm a great middle manager.
Why are you so drunk? You're supposed to be coding. Yeah, my crazy idea.
And he's also a great tester of software.
I am really good at breaking everything I touch.
That's a good trait. Oh, he just broke Radio Statler. I do want to say my friend here, my girlfriend, Amelia Beeve, Amelia, not Kevin, Amelia.
Hey, how you doing?
We're all shaking hands now.
Yeah, we're all.
And this is X86.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
And she needs a microphone. I guess she'll have to share with Knock Kevin.
Come on over.
Maybe if our producer out there is listening, he might produce us another microphone.
We have a producer?
Yeah, we do.
There's somebody at the board.
I even have a producer for my show tomorrow.
Nice.
That feels all, like, special. I'm rubbing my
hands. Now, are you going to invite me on your show tomorrow?
Of course I am.
Oh, yeah. What time is your show tomorrow?
I think it's 5 tomorrow.
5?
All right.
What time zone?
Eastern Daylight Time?
No.
Yes.
Is that an Obama?
No, it's not the RFID Obama ID.
So, anyways.
Wait, what were we talking about again?
Anyway, so that's what we're doing this year with Hope, and that's our contribution, the Telefreak Project.
Hey, guy.
What's up?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Are
we bad? Are we doing bad radio?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I know we're doing bad radio,
but I want some confirmation.
They want to know if we're doing bad.
Are we bad?
We can't hear you out here. But
you asked for the producer.
Well, are we on the air?
The voice of God is coming through my headphones right now.
Probably sound bad. We know we.
The only person who can hear you guys is the engineer who's on the other side as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there?
Oh, really?
We haven't heard him
or anything. Is he paying attention?
Dino?
Hey, Dino.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Dino? What's up, dog?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm actually on the board, dog.
Nice.
Dino.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
All right.
I'm
going
to try to get the phones fixed for you guys.
Yeah, I was going to see if we can get any calling.
And is there...
He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to go to radio check.
Is there a fifth, okay. Is there a fifth mic?
Huh?
Is there a fifth mic?
We only have four.
Okay.
That's okay.
The fifth one's out here.
Oh, okay.
No, that's right. Cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Bunny.
Daco just left me, said, press this button, right. Press this button, don't so. Press this button. So.
No, press that button, please. Whatever you do, please press that button.
Okay.
What button is he not pressing?
I don't know.
No.
The one you're not supposed to press?
Well, that's your job to press it, not his. He's our engineer, not our destructor.
Yeah, we need to get him on the phone, right?
Get him on the phone, yeah, to fix our phones. So this is the latest. So like last Hope, you did a presentation, and before Telefreak had a table here, and we did free long distance.
We actually did things. That was pretty cool.
And we also, I mean, I should have pushed this more because this is kind of my brainchild. But we had also linked to Event Phone, and so still linked with those guys from across the pond. And so this is the latest thing that we're doing or that you're doing.
Yeah. What's this worship?
I corrected myself. I was just under the brand name Telefreak, you know.
Right.
Which is a registered trademark.
Really? But in your name?
Oh, yeah. Of course. You all owe me $10 now.
But that's pretty much what we're doing this particular year. Yeah. It's been kind of laid back.
So far.
More laid back. I mean, yeah, so far.
I'm going to give myself another 6 hours before I start calling all you again with another crazy idea and then make you work for the rest of the weekend.
So, mental note, don't answer Not Kevin's calls.
I know where you're staying.
Oh, shit.
You never answer his calls because then he calls me, like, sobbing.
It's true.
Just calm down, Kevin. What's wrong? Beef won't answer my call. And so I have to console him and make him feel better and be like, no, it's not personal. Beef's just busy. He's got a girlfriend or a wife now.
A wife.
And, you know, he's very busy working. It's not personal. He'll answer your call someday.
I'm crying right now.
See?
This is really personal for me. I'm also extremely fearful of enclosed boxes like this.
Well, so explain what we did last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Or Last Hope?
Last Hope.
The Last Hope.
The
very last hope ever.
Yeah, yes. The last hope ever to ever happen ever.
Well, we brought a PBX here, and we also linked that to a PBX out on the internet. And we had payphones and regular phones all connected with iAxis and SIP.
VoIP adapters.
VoIP adapters, and we gave away, what, free long distance? You guys had...
I mean, for the most part.
The man with the laptop has arrived.
Yeah, I remember there was a neat sheet.
Oh, no, what is that?
That everyone could post numbers on that they found and stuff, and, you know, they could leave it by the sheet, I remember.
Oh, yeah. We had that, where people would call or leave interesting numbers. So, to... Yeah, all kinds of strange equipment and stuff like that. So actually, we have a nice little list of interesting phone numbers to call.
Which we'll sell to you for $9.95.
Yes. On the DVD.
Cash, check, or credit card.
Right now. Call in.
Wait, are the phones working yet?
I don't know, but I'm stealing his beer.
Steal his beer. Takes a phone call in the middle of the show, and your beer gets...
I think he got called.
And then
he forfeits
the microphone to Amelia.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
So, while she's here, we might as well ask her, what's your first impression of Hope, your first...
This is her first Hope, first HackerCon in general, isn't it?
Yes, at first it was quite overwhelming, especially when I saw the man in the kilt standing out in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, when she first walked in, I should have warned her about the utility kilts. But there's so much to warn her about, so...
But then I kind of took everything in stride, and I just was at the lock-picking presentation.
Yeah.
But I didn't succeed in picking the lock, but I'm looking forward to everything else that they have to do here.
So you've been having a good time. I mean,
so far I've been here about an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got many more hours to go, and probably. Have you seen any presentations yet?
Not yet. I just saw the beginning of the last presentation.
Oh, the Tea Prophet.
Yes.
The Telecom Informer.
Mm-hmm. Tea Prophet's doing a presentation
right now. Yeah.
No, it ended at 5. We left 15 minutes early to his. We tearfully. We're dragged out of the Tesla room.
That's for sure. I always like to watch Tea Prophet.
Tea Prophet, no! Yeah.
It's just kind of embarrassing to watch, to be honest.
It is.
No, you.
I know. It is. I know.
I was embarrassed.
I know. I'm sorry. So, that's your first impressions of Hope.
Yes, it's really interesting.
Well, welcome to the Telefreak Hour.
I don't
Radio
think
Statler.
She said interesting in a way that I think meant bad.
She was like,
going
rolled her eyes and
like,
lip curled up. It
it's like when you don't like something and you go, yes, it's very, good. It's very interesting.
Yes,
it's like code word for it's crap.
Well, I just don't know what to make of it yet.
No, I understand.
It's like a culture shock, you know.
Really?
Well,
I mean, it is kind of a. It's kind of a geeky event, but I think in a good way. It's a geeky social event.
Yes.
Get away from me.
And everybody is very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. There's lots of people. Everybody's nice.
Sorry, we don't have any more beer. They've been pounding it on the way to the show, so...
Can the voice of God get us more beer? Please?
I don't think it works like that, but...
Wait, Ron the engineer guy?
That's
his name? Don? Ron?
Dino.
Dino.
Dino. Dino.
He's a very cool guy, by the way.
I believe not Kevin took it all.
I took it all.
So, this is the latest project that Telefreak's been doing with the brainchild of not Kevin and all the hard labor and drunken coding of Beav to plug into the API.
Yeah.
To have some pretty cool
features.
This
is awesome this year because I remember the previous Hope, we had talked about doing a similar thing, but we just kind of had... different ideas about how we would get the data. Basically, you know, and it was kind of hard to set up. But this year they've done their own API, which is actually awesome because it makes it easier for anybody to write applications. I mean, like I'm doing this thing for people to have a direct inward dial and look at badges that way. But if you wanted to write something like, you know, another iPhone app or whatever, you know, the API makes it a lot easier. So they did a really good job this year.
That's pretty cool. Are you using something like Kepstrel to read it back?
No. I sat around and recorded all the prompts.
Oh, wow.
It's like 30 prompts for maybe more for all the different areas. So you have like the hammock area and you have like, you know, the bell room. So I sat around going, hammock area, bell room.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So now towards the end of all those 30 or 40 recordings that you have to do, did they become...
A bell or him. No.
It's a smiling itself, fuckers.
Now, actually, I did. There might be some Easter eggs in there.
No.
But, no. I did those all. Actually, I did them at work.
Did you really?
Yeah. I did a lot of them at work.
God, I see you've been working really hard,
exactly.
Dude. My gosh.
What was that Easter egg for the Project Telefreak that was the crazy robot sex?
Yeah.
69?
So
yeah, that's it.
So if you go to telefreak.org, you'll see a on the right of the page, there's a thing called a DID listing. It's a direct into Word dial, and you can find telephone numbers to call in. And with the way our system's set up, you can talk to other people around the world on the conference, or you can kind of play with our system. And in the system, we actually have what we call Easter eggs in there. And one of our friends, Gid, had put in several of them, and one of them was the robot sex one. And basically, you can just kind of like play around with it, enter numbers, see what you find, kind of thing.
I did that once, and I took down the entire Asterisk server.
You've done that many times, well, actually, but yeah, that's a whole nother matter. Give me that beer.
No, now. You can't have any of that.
So, yeah.
So that's the features. You'll be able to call in and have it tell you where people are, and then it'll drop you into a conference.
Yeah, well, hope can and we also have it doing, I played with getting it to SMS you the location. Unfortunately, Google decided to blacklist our server.
After what, one SMS?
No, it was more than
three SMSs?
Like 30.
What, last night?
Well, still.
Well, that's plenty of it. Yeah, and they just want to CAPTCHA. So really, I just have to SSH in, make a tunnel to the server, enter the stupid little CAPTCHA, then it'll take me off the list, and I can start it up again.
Damn.
But it does that, and then actually at the end, when you dial in, you enter the badge number, it tells you the location, what floor they're on, all that fun stuff, SMSs you. And then, see, one thing I've always thought about Hope, and just conferences in general, they're really social events. The talks are great to see, but in reality, you can watch those later if you need to. It's more about meeting the people, you know, and hanging out and whatnot. So what it also does is, like, after you enter the badge ID, it drops you into a conference, the Hope conference. So it's like a voice bridge, if you think of that.
Oh,
so
wow.
You don't have to want – it's going to drop you in there whether you like it or not.
Right,
it's going to force you to talk to other people. So that's kind of the idea behind that. But we just got the DID, and actually just before I came to the show here.
Kevin, are you breaking? Not Kevin. Are you breaking stuff again?
Why do I keep grabbing?
Are you?
Can you stop
are you
taking
able
my
to
beer?
Give the DID out to the public as of right now, or not yet?
Actually, yeah, I probably can, but it's not up. But I can go ahead and I'll have to pull it up real quick.
You're so unprepared.
No, actually, I'm logged into.
Well, come on! You thought of the idea 2 hours before Hope.
No, I actually thought of.
You thought of this.
No,
you thought of it like a,
actually,
like a week
you know, it's funny.
Before.
He had a much worse idea that would be much harder to implement.
That would
have
been a lot more fun, though.
So he calls me up and he's like, "Let's have this thing where people can register their AMD badges to their cell phone, and then you can call into the system and enter their badge number. Then I'll call them on the cell phone, and do all this, and it sounds really great.
That's
a great
but
idea,
but not,
yeah, right?
Not
cool
a day
that?
Before the freaking conference.
No,
so,
but see, the problem is that you never pick up my fucking phone calls, and when I call you a month before saying, "Hey, I have a great
there's
idea,"
there's a reason for that.
Do you need a tissue?
No, I had this like Balboa thing.
Yeah, what is this fluffy pink thing?
Sure.
Like,
room, it's making me nervous. There's like penises drawn on the wall. There's a pink
oh,
feather.
I didn't even notice that.
And then I don't know. This light is cool. But,
yeah.
That's on the light doesn't tell us that we're on the air.
Oh, right.
It's blinding. But.
But what do I know? I've never been in a radio booth before, so maybe this is.
I would call this more of like a radio fire call.
It's pretty cool, but I just realized all the penises on the wall.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's a little disconcerting.
Wow.
Here, I'm pulling up that phone number now.
Should we wow.
Stop touching
my tongues?
No.
That's what it's about. Like, so there's this thing on IRC where people just out of nowhere say dongs. And it started probably years ago from what? Hitman and those guys?
Yeah.
And so this might be some remnants of.
Right, like some paying homage
something.
In a way, right?
So I've tried to explain to her what like IRC is, where a lot of times we're just. Sure, we'll have some serious conversations. Hey! I'm being thrown stuff thrown at me here. Like, am I not supposed to tell this
I'm
story?
Trying to make this webcast thing with this camera right here interesting for our platinum paying members.
Oh, I see. For the platinum paying members. Yeah. Into your PayPal account.
Beef, could you explain
for
the
tens
the,
of people
the platinum paying membership gives you?
What's that?
The platinum membership gives you.
Platinum membership to what? Well, you have
to tell us
what porn.
We also have recursive billing. So, you know, no need
to donate later. It just happens automatically.
So the phone number that you can call to hit the system that's not up yet is 718-766-7929. I know I couldn't get 2600, sorry.
I'm really disappointed.
I can never rotate. But it, again, it's not up yet. But it should be up actually right after we get done with this. And give me that.
No. You're spilling beer everywhere.
Oh, wow!
Oh, my God!
My God! Okay,
we have the most awesome...
Split amongst yourselves.
No, no. Right. Wow!
That was totally cool. I love radio. Did I ever tell you that?
Do you want one?
I have to profess my love to Radio Sattler now.
I want to profess my love to the voice of God who just brought us beer for our non-platinum paying members who couldn't see that.
Very, very nice of him. It's like fuel. It's like nuclear fuel for Telefreak. Beer. Hey, you want to split this with me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, but...
Here, go ahead.
Alright, nice. I'll do a successful
pour.
Watch, I'm
going to go out. Oh, no, you and you are like brothers, man. We're like a brother from another mother. We share the same genes. I'm just not from New York City.
That's kind of racist.
Yeah. Not as hard. Oh, God. No, I'm a racist. What, you don't want this one?
I kind of do.
Well, Amelia gave it to me now, so... So I was going to explain the whole dong thing, since there is penises staring at us in the inside of the Radio Statler booth. But, like, I was explaining to her that how IRC, a lot of times we'll have some interesting conversations, but mostly we're out there just trolling each other and disrespecting each other's mothers. And just saying the most horrible, ungodly things to each other, and at random people say dongs for some reason.
Yeah, and so, like I went on there like for the first time maybe a couple of weeks ago, and
I'm so sorry.
Someone told me to open a text file. They were like, type this, something dong.
If somebody says type this, stop.
Yeah, they were like, I'm not going to do that. But after that, like, I haven't been back too often, but maybe like I'll get into it.
And it's not always like that. I mean, in the Pound Radio Statler channel, I mean, they're having some normal conversation. This is just some of the...
You should type dongs immediately.
I will. Just give me a moment. Can I drink some beer first?
Absolutely not. You're what, like 16?
Actually, that's one thing with the the Telefreak channel is we usually try to keep it kind of relevant.
Yeah, and it is pretty relevant. There's not a whole lot of trash in Telefreak besides some of the mentally... challenge people.
Yeah, but they don't. They never last in the channel. So
no, they don't. We have some pretty cool conversation. People come and go about just hacking in general, about coding, about phones,
radio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely a huge pool of people with different stuff to talk about. Like X86, he talks about scanners, about ham radio, about asterisks, about coding, about, you know, and so he's one of the people that comes and goes regularly to chat with all the Telefreak folks, and you know, so we have a good pool of people in Telefreak that have good conversation. It's not, I would say, 1 in 50,000 lines is dongs. Instead of like 1 in 100 in some of the other channels. And it's measured by lines. When you say something, that's a line. So every 50,000 lines, someone will randomly like, dongs.
Yeah, I mean, if you're definitely looking for the, you know, the juicy type of channels where people are actually talking about the real deal stuff, I mean, definitely join Telefreak, because, I mean, just the guy's normal conversations that go on, you know what I mean, it involved just so much, you know, from just, you know, basic protocols that, I mean, even the way they joke around with each other in the channel, you know what I mean, it still takes some skill, you know, like, there's a lot in depth to it, you know.
Oh, absolutely, and we also have some guys that are from across the pond, like Maxim from Zurich, and he set up our Skype connection,
so that
you can Skype into Telefreak, just add the contact Telefreak to your Skype. I don't like Skype, but sometimes it works.
Yeah.
So,
but it seems like that was a thing that I constantly got requested for. Yeah, I was always like, never.
Never! They're not open source! We don't know how their protocol works, damn it!
So, but then also we have TCP Dumb, who gave us a German DID for a while, and we have all kinds of European folks that are... that come and go through the
not
Telefreak
only European
stuff.
Australian from the
Indian. Well, I wasn't going to mention those guys. I mean,
but whatever, man.
No, we do have Australians. We got
for some reason Andrew doesn't or Rodit doesn't really like the Australian.
I no
whatever.
Nothing.
Everybody knows his
nothing.
Name.
I was bummed when like the big Australian camp guy left. I had nothing to do with that. I was like,
oh wow, he's not even there anymore.
No, he got all mad because we don't like. That certain guy from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, on a funny note, one night he was actually opening up this captive portal to his modem, and I was actually able to log into his cable modem, right, and just, you know, keep dropping him, you know. And he's like, I'm on the conference with him, and he's like, the hell's going on, you know? Like,
Ken?
I see him keep dropping from the channel, and I'm just like, yeah, I have no idea, you know?
Dude, something's wrong with their modem, maybe.
We're a fairly friendly bunch here at Telefreak, yeah. As you can see.
So, I mean, especially X86, he'll reach out to you and get comfy with your...
With your modem.
With your modem and with your router and, you know...
What are you trying to do?
I was just toasting because that was a good
story. And personal, yeah, with your modem or your mother, I mean, whatever.
Your mother. See, Amelia, that's how it is. So.
I feel like I'm beginning to find out.
So, Telefreak, definitely been a mainstay.
At Hope.
And at Hope, and we've always had, well, not always, but like for what, 3 years now, we've done the Telefreak party.
Oh, at DEF CON, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for what, the one time they get to DEF CON?
The one time you made it to DEF CON? We had the Telefreak
party. No, we did.
Only 25 people showed up. Come on!
Oh, what do you mean? We had that room packed. What party did you go to?
Where was I?
God, I guess he was drunk in the hallway getting sharpied.
Is that what happened?
No. See, you don't even remember. You're like, you didn't throw a party. What are you talking about?
Wait, I went to DEF CON?
So...
But yeah, we usually do that like the Sunday. It's kind of like the wrap. It's like the... Because, you know, like, if you know, like, the Hacker Pimps guys and whatnot, they always throw, like, a kick-ass party, but it's, like, super loud, and loud music, and strippers, and it's just, like, it's total insanity, and that's great. And Sunday's kind of like the Telefreak like wind-down party. It's, like, no loud music. Yeah. Probably not strippers.
Oh, man.
Maybe they'll stop by for a drink.
Right. Yeah, like, this place is lame.
And they're not working. They're all dressed down, and they're like, Telefreakers. You guys gonna make me a drink or what?
Yeah, so I imagine this year will be the same thing.
But it's a mellow party. People can talk and sit.
We purposely don't want loud music so people can actually, I don't know, communicate with each other.
Just Lacutus hooting and howling somewhere.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Are there any Telefreak shirts for sale this year?
Ooh.
Because I'm definitely admiring that one right there.
It is a very beautiful shirt.
Yes,
no,
it's very snazzy. Wow.
And it was already enough for me to ask Amelia to come here, and I thought about asking her because I forgot my Telefreak shirt.
Oh,
and
man,
I was thought about asking you to bring it, but I didn't want to, like, you know. Well. Then we would be twins.
Good one.
Like, I brought mine. I mean, no biggie or anything.
You're not wearing it, are you?
No.
You better be wearing it tomorrow, otherwise I'll call you a liar.
I'll kick you out.
No, you're doing a show here on Radio Statler, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at 11. I thought it was at 5 p.m., but it's going to be at 11.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
That's not
Can you
too
make
bad.
That, Beef?
Yeah.
You sure? As long as you stop drinking around, like, 8?
Yeah, I can make that.
I'm just...
I know.
You know, you said that one time when we were on
the
contest.
Yeah, but you guys are assholes, and I don't really care about you.
No, that was completely your doing. Oh, I'm going to keep drinking until 7:30 in the morning.
You were there with us.
It wasn't his fault. It was... Rev's fault.
No, you're a responsible grown adult. You should have said, hey, it's 10:30 in the morning. I should go to sleep.
Leave responsible out of that sentence, and I think you have it.
Adult?
Yeah, that's...
He is an adult. I've never seen your ID, but... I'm pretty sure you're an adult.
Look at these,
those lines,
wrinkles.
Out those are?
Those, what they call
I got
them?
More gray hair than you, old man.
Yeah, but I'm...
I am older than both of you!
So, tell us
what's your talk on your radio show?
The IRC, 2600.net. And,
nice.
I'm gonna...
Talk about what? Server configurations?
Sure. I'm talking about the configuration, the politics, the denial of service attacks, the people that come and go, the history behind it.
The random K-linings of me.
Well, it's not random. Not Kevin.
Well,
they're not random
pretty targeted
K-lines
for
of you.
No reason.
It's
to be honest.
Because we're vicious IRC overlords. And we
that makes sense.
We augment our e-penis sizes by K-lining, not Kevin.
It happens.
I mean, just let the truth come out now, right?
Yeah, I was wondering where you were, because I was, like, trying to find you for a week
Dude,
or so.
K-line.
I guess you
I'm
were
K-line. Abusing the network, abusing ops.
Apparently, logging on is abusing the network in Rosie's mind.
And actually, quite honestly, I'm never K-Line, not Kevin. That
is never completely.
I even added an exception on one of the servers to make sure that even if you were, you wouldn't.
I completely forgot about that. I cannot be K-Line from 2600 Net.
No,
that's so funny.
I don't want to hear this. Like,
I'm still banned.
I've gone through extreme measures to make sure that.
You also hit me a lot.
Well, you asked me to.
No. You remember a long time ago, a couple of years ago, when I just kept saying on the channel,
stop
that you,
hitting me!
Yeah, stop hitting me, and then people started freaking out that you were actually hitting me a lot.
Because I'm abusive.
Yeah. And you called me up one night, like, Kevin, you gotta stop saying this! It's so wrong! It's not true! You're making me look bad!
Well, it was. Everyone was like, some people would private message me and be like, dude, why are you hitting that Kevin? I'm like, why do you have to hit him? Why don't you just talk to him?
No, we don't talk it out here. We're
this is tough love. Tell a freak, damn it.
This is a terrible radio.
You do your chores. You have phones or you get hit.
How did we go from like Asteroid to talking about IRC? I kind of missed that jump.
So I think Telefreak though is going to be a mainstay as far as
What are we doing at DEF CON this year? What are we doing at DEF CON?
I don't know. I'm looking at Roden over here.
Yeah, we didn't really.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're like, oh, I'm going to call all those people and do all those cool things. But wait, I'm not going to be by my phone for the next month and then not going to do anything.
I've been very.
Anyway, well, last year we did the social engineering contest.
Yeah. Last year we did do social engineering.
And offensive security.
Offensive security.
They're doing it
the
this year.
The backtrack authors.
Yeah. They're doing it this year. We didn't, like, submit
anything. Did they actually? Are they actually doing it this year?
Oh, yeah. They're doing a whole.
Really? They stole our idea?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's kind of low. I'm going to be honest.
Well, but we talked about it. I encourage you to stay in communication with them because I didn't know those guys.
You know those guys. You are the one like, hey Kevin,
you
don't worry. I'll call them and we'll get everything squared away. And then I'm going to drop off the face of the earth forever. I don't know. The voice of God is back.
Uh-oh.
Was I not supposed to say that?
The camera went on standby because...
Uh-oh.
You need that application caffeine.
Uh-oh. So, no, it was just you were busy with school. B was busy. I've been busy, crazy busy. I didn't submit any of my talks to Hope.
Yeah,
to
I barely got my talks.
Yeah, like, Telefreak, I mean, we're still active and doing stuff, but a lot of us have regular full-time jobs and...
Families.
And
these are complete lies. We actually have nothing.
We live in our basements, right, with our mothers.
Our mothers,
and,
we're not all not Kevin.
We're back on the internet?
Yeah, I just didn't feel like doing any kind of talks and ended up with
jail
time.
Well, we talked about what your talks might be.
Really?
And
No,
I actually had a conversation with him about what he was talking about doing a talk on.
Yeah.
It starts with a G.
Yeah, so highly advise not to do the talk, or, I mean, you know,
that's
so
like,
definitely.
Well, I'm sure this BFF war is here. They give you plenty of... advice,
yeah,
legal
right?
counsel.
But you want to get their card before you go on stage.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't even know, I mean, if that would have made it, like, past being listed in the...
Yeah, probably not, right? I mean, there'd probably be some...
I mean, there'd be a whole lot of hoopla. Here. It would have been, like, you know, Cisco at Black Hat years ago when they're tearing out the Cisco talk of the Black
right.
Hat book.
Or the MIT guys at the DEF CON talk, right? I mean, before, as soon as they listed it, they got ran up on, right?
Let's keep talking about this thing that we're not actually explaining for as long as possible.
We won't. We won't ever tell
you. We definitely don't want to explain
So there's a lot of talented minds and a lot of fun ideas and cool stuff that Telefreak does.
Yeah.
And we'll be around for a long time, but like this year, we didn't do a whole lot. I mean, Beav is throwing this thing together with the Not Kevin's Crazy Idea. Last year we did stuff at DEF CON. We'll probably always throw the party because that's just like everyone's extra alcohol and we're like, well, we got a room, come by. We're chilling.
Any girls in music there?
No. Just if you want to come
but we do like phones.
But we do like phones. If you want to come by, hang out and see my new phone.
Yeah.
Dude, it runs Android.
It runs Android and Windows Mobile.
Oh, dude. On the post.
And we got payphones.
We do actually have a lot of payphones.
We have a lot of payphones. Telefreak is like the number one wholesaler for payphones in the world.
The last Hope that we did, Sleestack told me an interesting story about going through the airport
security.
With a payphone.
Payphone strapped to his back.
And so he said
change
that
jingling.
He had it in kind of a duffel bag, and he said he put it down on the like the thing to get it weighed and whatnot. And he was going to try to do it as carry-on. And they were like, no, this thing weighs like 100,000 pounds, you know?
Man.
And what's in here? And so Sleestack says, it's a payphone.
It's my cell phone.
He says, It's a payphone.
I wrote it one time that you know, they always give you like a large hassle for bringing your emergency transmitting equipment
through
the airport.
Oh yeah, I get trouble with my ham radio equipment, all my laptops.
I never really get that much trouble.
Dude, I think it's just me. I look like I'm crazy or something. Like,
oh, you're a hacker. Look at this hacker. Look at all this junk he's got in his bag.
Oh man, I have a story about that. When I was flying out of DEF CON, I had a duffel bag of about 65 pounds of AV gear for the social engineering contest.
Oh, wow.
And I put it through the x-ray machine, and all the alarms and buzzers start going off, and the woman behind the machine starts yelling, and all these TSA agents start come running over. And they pull me aside, and they put me in, like, the chamber of interrogation.
Wow.
And this one TSA agent was, she asked me, "Have you ever flown before?" And I said, "Absolutely not," while holding my return ticket. And I'm just like, "Well, you know what? Next time, don't bring so many electronics."
But I'm going to a place that requires lots of electronics.
Well,
when is it becoming illegal to carry electronics?
Apparently, I know. I mean, I used to carry tools, like my whole telecom toolkit. For like crimping cables.
Like a butt
and
set. And
everything. Like, even the my snake to pull cable.
Yeah,
okay,
let's not talk about that right now.
No,
oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
It got so out of hand in this interrogation because this bag was full of, like, you know, XLR cables and you know, audio boards and all these things.
Right,
they were
right.
Literally taking every single piece out at once, and I had 100-foot cables, and they're unwrapping the entire thing, and it was like the whole, this interrogation.
Because the bomb is in the middle of that.
Yeah, in the middle somewhere. So there's just hundreds and hundreds of feet of cable running all around, and they had no idea how to get it all back in my bag, and it was just like this.
I'm surprised they even tried to, they didn't just like hand it to you in a big mess and be like, "Okay, we're done."
Well, they did, and they told me not to fly with Sony Electronics.
Whatever.
Time, and then they just kind of
those guys. I usually get a nice little note from the TSA. But anyways, yeah, Sleestak with his payphone.
Oh, yeah.
They'd actually, he when they shipped it, he included a T-bar. The T-bar is like the little key, basically, to the payphone to take it apart. And they'd actually taken apart the payphone, like looking for illegal drugs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great place to,
yeah, to hide
my... Where are you going to hide your kilo? In a payphone. Who's going to look in there?
No one ever look in a payphone.
I know this doesn't pertain to Project Telefreak in any way, but I did hear something interesting on the news this morning. When you're searched by a police officer, even if they don't find anything, just for coming in contact with a police officer now it's documented and it's stored in a separate database, even if you're not arrested.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, which, you know, maybe kind of
so
cool,
already being,
you know?
Already yeah. being profiled and already being cataloged for
right,
just...
because you know how many police officers, I said, "Sir, I'm in the delayed entry program for the Marine Corps," and they found, you know, whatever on me, and they were like, "Okay, yeah, you're in the, do you have your DEP card? What does DEP stand for? Delayed entry program, sir. Oh, all right, yeah, you can go." You know, so now they're going to be like, "Oh, well, this little smuck is running around saying he's in the DEP, you know, like,
yeah.
10 times
right.
throughout the year, you know, when is this guy really deploying?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now it's like you kind of got to, you know, stay out of trouble or just totally avoid them in general.
Oh, yeah, well, that's my general thing.
You know, yeah.
No, I love running into cops and just getting
to just hanging out with them and talking to them. And
yeah. What's up, guys?
You guys want to search me? But no, I always get hassled, I mean, with my laptops and just what little stuff I do bring, but my amateur radio equipment is what he was specifically talking about,
X86.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen very often lately, but sometimes they'll pull it out and be like, "And what is this?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, I'm a federally licensed amateur radio operator."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, what do you need this for?" And I was like, "It's not a matter of what I need it for.
Right.
It's my right to have it."
Right.
"Well, you know you can't use this on a plane." Well, no, actually the law says that it's up to the pilot and the captain of the vehicle, of the aircraft, to say yeah or nay. Yes, generally the law is, the rule is no.
Yeah.
But if I talk to the captain, I say, "Hey, you mind if I make a couple contacts if you take off?" Sometimes the captain might be like, "Sure, what the hell?"
Yeah. I've got a pretty fun airport story. So at Maker Faire, I picked up this little business card.
Oh, yeah.
And
those things are great.
Our
nice.
Platinum members. Here, let's put it up to the internet.
Is that the lockpick kit?
This is a lockpick business card, apparently.
Yeah, that thing's
so
awesome.
So the TSA found this in my wallet, and they were asking me why I was carrying a set of lockpicks with me, because the state I was traveling at the time, it was illegal to carry lockpicks. And I had to spend almost 45 minutes, you know, almost missing my flight by a couple minutes, explaining that this was not a lockpick set.
It was a business card.
A business card for a security organization.
Right.
Well, I have one. Coming back from Germany, Oh, you know, man. You know, I always get stopped on the way back into the United States. I always get stopped.
Beeb's on the bad guy list.
It's somebody who shares a very similar name, evidently.
In Las Vegas,
evidently, where I've never lived, but they always detain me for a little while.
You're my alternate identity, wow. Beeb.
Oh, shit. You were that guy? No, so every time I would come back in, coming back from 26C3.
Okay, yeah.
Chaos Congress. Coming back from there, do you remember they had the... No. They were protesting the new ID cards.
Oh, yeah.
And they had this little cardboard thing, and it looked like an ID card. Then you opened it up, and then it was like a little brochure about like why we hate this thing, because it had, I think, RFID in it and stuff like that nature. Anyways, I had one of those in my backpack and had forgotten about it. And then, sure enough, whenever they pulled me aside and
they
said,
saw that, and
like, are you... They actually asked me shit like... what gangs are you affiliated with in Las Vegas?
I ran with the Crips for a while.
Yeah, right.
When I spent some time in San Quentin.
Because I look so damn gangster. Anyways.
You see how many teardrops I got here? Don't fucking mess with me. Don't mess with me. I'm the Beeb.
Yeah, rep your set.
So they end up doing that all the time. So I'm like, they want to go through my bags. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks, but they're going to do it anyway. So they start going through it, and they find that ID thing. And they're like, so what is this?
What is this?
Because it was still shut, and it looks like a German ID. And I had to explain to the guy, because he was giving me a hard time about it. Oh, my Lord.
T-Profit just joined us.
T-Profit out of nowhere.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, we should probably get him.
It's going great. I hear there's some black helicopters, and... some conspiracy theories, but we can get those under control.
What, here at Hope?
Yeah, absolutely. Here at Hope, awesome. Well, here at Hope, and anywhere that black helicopters could.
Of course.
Oh, man, I can't shake these guys.
Every
death time,
everything that happens, and
exactly.
It's good to see you, Prophet.
Good to see you, man.
Mm-hmm. Let's all do handshakes for a second.
So, how's Sid?
Oh, he's chilling out here.
Right. Yeah.
Can we get Sid on the table so the internet can see?
So, how did the rest of your talk go? Mm-hmm. I caught the very beginning of it, about halfway, then I had to run.
Well, you know, it was pretty good until the feds showed up and hauled me off in handcuffs.
Really?
But, I did a little bit of jujitsu and a little kung fu. And
away and then came to Radio Statler.
Exactly. That's pretty much it.
Right. So, this is basically your hideout.
It turns out that when you have a door that's closed and an on-air light that happens, the feds just don't come anywhere near it.
Really?
Yeah.
I will have to remember that because I'm going to put that around my house, an on-air light.
Always on the air.
At no time can they ever come into my house.
They're like, dude, we can't raid him. You see that? He's on the air.
He's on the air, pretty much.
He's on the air. We got to go. We have to come back later.
I'm on the air.
So, have we gotten anything nailed up to, one of your favorite countries yet? Or are we doing anything VoIP from the studio here? Or?
No, I think they're working on the phone lines. Radio Statler is supposed to have some call-in numbers, but we've just been talking about Telefreak in general and talking about what he's been doing with his latest project for the AMD stuff here. And talked a little bit about the history of the Telefreak and how we all kind of got here, and we're just kind of... That's
just
about it.
Bullshitting,
just bullshitting. Yeah.
So if they were call-in numbers, they could be call-out numbers too, right?
Oh, theoretically.
Mm-hmm. So maybe some on-air prank calls could potentially happen.
Sure. Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. I had a couple of things in mind. I do that sometimes.
We could, no.
I was thinking about that, though, yeah. It'd kind of be neat if we could see what, Lamer Joe is doing right now.
We could call him up.
Yeah, maybe we could prank Lamer Joe.
We
could probably do it on a speakerphone right next to the...
Well, I just noticed he busted out his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I'm getting some phone calls while I'm here in the studio, and I need to tell people I'm in
this. I've been going freaking nuts about this, because I was going to give you a hard time at your talk. What, how should I put this? Alter ego of T-Profit
Your friend that occasionally calls in the Telefreak. What's his name?
Which friend that calls into television?
Your friend.
Come on.
Your alternate.
Come on.
I don't know any alter ego. Like, I take no, absolutely no. Oh, shit. Who just walked in? Oh, where can I hide? Hello, honey.
Welcome.
I heard my name.
Well, actually, we forgot what your name was. We've been looking for you.
Well, my name is Lamar.
Lamar!
And there is a cock right there on the wall, drawn, and that is what I love.
Really? I had no idea, Lamar.
Oh, yes. Oh, honey, I love all sorts of cocks.
Now, Lamar, I'm surprised you didn't show up at T-Profit's talk. I was looking for you on stage.
Well, you know, T-Profit doesn't like me.
I wonder why.
Well, he says I'm a slut.
No.
Just because I like to be used and abused by 8, 9, 10, 11 guys in one night does not make me a slut.
No, of course not. That's quite respectable.
In some professions.
In some professions.
You are. We were looking for you.
I love it in the ass.
Really? Well, we had missed you on Telefreak, and we it had been such a long time since you had visited to come talk to the locals, so we couldn't remember your name. I thought it was Leroy or something, but it's Lamar. I should have known.
Yeah, Lamar.
No. I only came to Hope to look for all of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the bathhouse.
Oh. Oh, well, maybe the pen has a bathhouse.
I believe everybody's cheering for us right now.
It's on the roof. Is it on the roof?
Are they cheering for us?
I have to assume so.
Okay.
We're big, right?
We're pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty we're Telefreak. Yeah. And we have a Lamar here now.
Yeah.
And T-Profit. So, you know.
You have me until that Lamar guy touches me, and then I'm going to kick his ass.
It sounds like he would like to touch you, though.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to touch me, and that guy's a fucking slut. are we actually on the air like FCC style?
I was wondering, not
FCC style. So we're not subject to the seven deadly words.
No.
Exactly. Wait, yeah. Now what are those seven?
So I can say like cock and shit and like fuck and cunt.
No.
You gotta leave out cunt.
Yeah. It's probably not
that. Because I actually saw that yesterday. That whole law has been overturned.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah, they just had a court case that came out yesterday, and it was overturned. Like, you can say anything on the FCC.
Really? Wow. So it's up to the carriers?
Wow.
Yeah, like,
no, that's for television, not for radio.
Oh, it's not for radio.
Because radio is far more intrusive instead of the visual and sound.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I was almost thinking the same thing, but I was like... Almost. It was going.
Because that's the judge of thinking. They're like, I'm going to be more offended for my radio versus my television. So you know,
NPR would be a lot more interesting if they were saying fuck all the time.
They'd be like, listen to these fucking guys. They're ruining the fucking environment. They're ruining the fucking economy.
No. It would totally need to be in the NPR style though. So it. Yeah. This is Bill Schwartz reporting. The fucking FCC today. Fucking... Yeah. You can probably do that a little better than me, right? You guys spend you spend time on actual air, like on a public radio station, don't you?
Yeah, well, since I moved to D.C., I haven't done the radio show much, but we did the Usual Suspects radio show in Las Vegas, which is still running. They did a little hiatus, and then they're going to start up again for Black Hat and DEF CON. And so, they're still running pretty strong. But, yeah, we did a lot of radio there. It goes out on the AM.
You know, I've seen a few Usual Suspect shirts here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Actually, like three or four.
Cool.
Wow.
But I've seen about 10 times more Off the Hook shirts. So I think, whatever.
Well, we're not trying to compete. It's a totally different, genre.
Yeah,
off the hall, off the wook.
What is it? Technology and sports?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I usually sleep through the sports stuff while Smaction does
I have to say, that was probably the most interesting interview I've ever done when I was on your show at DEF CON.
Yeah?
Based on how much coffee I drank and then had to review during the show.
Oh, God.
I have never been so wired within a one-hour
period. I didn't drink much of it. I drank a little bit. But they had been drinking and testing all this coffee that was donated to the show for DEF CON so that they could advertise it. And they were, sweating. They were, buzzing and vibrating and talking at, a million miles an hour.
Let me give some backstory. So we were put into this, this room with all of our radio equipment, and then there's this guy who's just sitting there literally making different pots of coffee and then just handing them to us every 10 minutes, and where we would stop and then whatever we were talking about and talk about how much we liked the coffee.
And that's why they gave me free coffee, right?
It was terrible. I was up forever, and I felt terrible. I never want to be interviewed there again. Yeah. I want to do that again immediately.
You do want to do it again. Well, I'm sure we can arrange it at the next DEF CON that you can be on the show. I doubt he's going to do the whole coffee thing again. I think he's still trying to drink off all the coffee he got from last year. So, But yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have gone through it yet. What's new with Telefree?
Absolutely nothing. We've disbanded and we're no longer.
Oh Telefree. Goodness.
Oh okay.
Now we're doing. I explained earlier we're doing some stuff with the AMD guys this year for a DID so they can call in and do badge lookups by a regular phone rather than having a smart application.
And since Beav recorded the prompts late last night after he'd been drinking for 9 hours, the last prompts end with like...
The prompts steadily degrade. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, he's in the hammock area. It goes down to, oh, he's in the bell room, but listen to...
My favorite one at the very last one you did was find him your fucking self.
So what's I'm this fucking tired. Boa here in the studio?
I don't know what this fetish stuff is all about.
I don't know what to do with this.
I guess it's Radio Statler.
You're supposed to wear it to look fabulous.
is that what it is?
How do I do that?
Or wear it to look fabulous, honey.
Very fabulous.
It's most fabulous when you wear it and nothing else.
So I'm sorry I missed the last part of your talk. I always enjoy your talks. They're always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great talk. I mean, I saw probably 40-50% of it, but it was... very encompassing, all different facets of, you know, many different things that you're talking about besides just the stuff that not Kevin's throwing at me.
Well, you know, it was really good, you know, for the first 40 or 50% of it, I think. And then, you know, that's when the fire sprinkler system went off.
Oh, I didn't know that
the police
fire
came. And,
And then the dogs barking and the guns.
And then there was, like, something about black helicopters and conspiracy theory and, like, you know...
And then the story I heard is that you did, like, some, like, ninja move, and then you ducked and rolled, and then, like, threw down a thing, and then, like, smoke came up, and then you disappeared.
And then now
you're here, which is awesome. But.
Well, it's more duck and cover, you know, that's what you do.
Well, I'm not a ninja, so, I mean, that's why I'm...
You need a newspaper. You absolutely need a newspaper.
Really?
You put it over your head, that blocks the gamma rays.
Nice. I had always thought it was tinfoil, and that's what I've been
that
using.
Makes sense.
But it's,
I mean, sometimes I use my Ubuntu laptop, I just open it up, hide my face, and grab out my grappling hook, you know?
So
ninja style.
Good time.
Well, sounds like it was a good time then.
Your
typical Tea Prophet talk, it really sounds like.
You know, a little atypical. It was a little...
The black helicopters and the rolling and the guns.
Well, slightly less eventful than normal. You know, it was pretty sedate, all things considered, I think.
Right. But other than that.
And no guys with green vests with orange lettering on the three letters on the back.
You know, that's such a color contrast. Yeah. That's... You know, I wouldn't be gay if, like, that happened.
I love this guy.
Yeah, we were actually in the elevator talking about from your last talk, from The Last Hope. And who was the guy who was on with you at The Last Hope?
That was Barcode.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was Barcode.
Yeah.
And him, we were reminiscing about, remember the point where he talks about, and then I threw my hard drives in the goddamn lake. Everything. We were reminiscing about stories from way back when.
Where, we've had those moments.
Right. I remember, like, standing in a backyard, like, burning all my printouts and discs.
You know, that's the kind of moments that you really can't have anymore. Yeah. And that was actually kind of what my talk was about. We put so much information online, and we do it in ways that we don't control.
Yeah.
Right.
That really there isn't a way that you can just, you know, take your computer and throw it in the lake anymore. It's just you can do that, but the information that could
somewhere
be
else
a problem
anyways
is actually still out there.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so... It was fun reminiscing, though.
Yeah, for sure. It's well, you know, I'd like to get back to a world where you actually can do that.
Right.
But it's your data. It's your privacy. We should be able to control it.
It's your data. It's your privacy. But that's not what the privacy policy says.
Yeah, not anymore.
That's why arson exists.
What, to
burn everything?
Oh, this will just go to the telco and just burn it down.
Burn it. Burn every central office.
Burn everything.
Burn everything.
Everything.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with just burning everything, you know.
Just burn it all.
That's our new motto.
Those are very interesting times, though. So, like, that... I'm actually part of your talk today. It was, like, fun to, like... You always remind me of shit that I forgot. You know what I mean? Like, whenever I'm listening, and you're like, and you'll bring up, like, oh, on this old, like, on this old conference, we used to do this one trick, and like, oh shit, I forgot about that. I remember, like, not that we were in the same conference, but I mean that I remember, like, doing those kind of things. It's always, like, it's pretty fun and, like, reminiscing on that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, as you said, I don't think we can